Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Your encouraging verse of the day, Genesis chapter 9, verses 4, 5, and 6. But you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. Surely for your lifeblood I will demand a reckoning. From the hand of every beast I will require it, and from the hand of man, from the hand of every man's brother I will require the life of man. Whoever shed man's blood, by men his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he made man. In these scriptures right here, 4, 5, and 6, God is explaining to Noah here. What it says here, God is saying, you cannot shed man's blood. You cannot kill man. People cannot kill people, okay? It's just like we are made in the image of God. God is a giver of life, and God gives life, and God takes away life, okay? So as you can see here, this is where it's wrong in sin to kill murder. This is where murder is talking about right here, and that's what these verses are talking about right here, is murder, how it's wrong, and how God, how that we serve God, and God gives us eternal life, that we can live for Him forevermore when we focus on Him and live for Him and everything. So as you can see this sin right here, God's pointing this sin out right here, that you shall not murder, okay? You cannot kill people. You shall not murder here, because God is the giver of life, and God takes away life and gives life and everything. You are not to shed man's blood. That's how he worded it right here and everything. So as you can see here, this is what God is explaining here, where this is wrong. Shedding man's blood, which is murder, is wrong. It's sin. It is sin and is wrong. And God is a God of our Father. God is our Father. Hallelujah. And He offers eternal life for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So as you can see here today, you're seeing where it talks about shed man's blood. That's murder, and that is wrong, and that is sin. So as you can see here, let me pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I preserve this podcast. I pray, Lord, you just be with them right now for your glory. I pray, Lord, you just touch them. They lead, guide, and direct them. Bless their day. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given us, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, you touch their need. Whatever need they have, I pray, Lord, you touch their need for your glory, Father God. We want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, thank you for listening. I want you to have a blessed day in the Lord.